So today is very auspicious day, the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur, also the Vishwarup Mahotsav, and also the day when Srila Prabhupada accepted sannyas. I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada, to be able to speak a little bit about the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur for my purification and for the purification of all of us. Srila Haridas Thakur is such an exalted Acharya, Namacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself declared him to be the Namacharya. Then Mahaprabhu himself would delight in glorifying him. When Mahaprabhu would speak about him, he would speak as if he had got 5 mouths, or sometimes as if he had 1,000 mouths. And at the conclusion, we'll just read a little bit about the disappearance pastime which took place today, wherein Mahaprabhu was glorifying Haridas Thakur heartily and singing his names collectively. Actually, Vaishnava's glorification is very dear to Krishna, and our life is to do things which are dear to Krishna. That's what bhakti means, to try to please Krishna. So, just like the father delights in hearing the glories of his son, Lord Krishna is greatly pleased when we try to glorify his pure servants, especially such a exalted nitya associate of the Lord as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Just by remembering his name, one becomes purified. What to speak of? Speaking about his pastimes or hearing his glories. There are innumerable pastimes of Lord, of Srila Haridas Thakur. And we have limited time and limited abilities. But I will just try to speak a little bit based on Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. As you all know, from the Navadvip Dham Mahatmaya, Srila Haridas Thakur is none other than Lord Brahma. After the Brahma Vimohan Leela, Lord Brahma, although he begged forgiveness from the Lord, in his own transcendental humility, he was feeling that I need to atone more, I need to perform austerities. So he came to Sri Navadvip Dham, Antardvip, and performed tapasya for thousands of years, wherein the Lord, being pleased with him, manifested before his eyes the form of Lord Gauranga. And Lord Brahma, after falling at the feet of the Lord, begged for the benediction that, my dear Lord, please grant me a birth wherein I am completely absorbed in hearing and chanting your glories. In other words, for some time, I would like to be free from my routine duties of creation or looking after the universe and just be absorbed in hearing and chanting your glories. The Lord gave him this benediction and told him that you will appear in a Yavan family so that there will not be any false pride. You will appear in a Yavan family as Srila Haridas Thakur. So in fulfillment of this benediction, Srila Haridas Thakur appeared in Budhan district, which is now in Bangladesh, East Bengal. Wherever the great souls appear, that place becomes a holy place. Many of the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chose to appear in East Bengal, including Jagannath Mishra himself, Murari Gupta, Haridas Thakur, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and Mukunda Dutt, Vasudev Dutt, brothers, and so many other associates. They appeared in what is now known as Bangladesh. So Haridas Thakur appeared in Budhan district, and from the very beginning, he was very much attached to the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Although he was from a Yavan background, he had natural inclination towards the name of Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful pastime of how he delivered this prostitute in Benapole. I think most of you know the story of how Ramachandra Khan was very envious and he could not tolerate seeing the glory of this great Vaishnava. So he arranged for the prostitute to be sent to Haridas Thakur during evening hours. And Haridas Thakur was completely absorbed in chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he promised that I will fulfill your desire, but let me finish my chanting. And in this way, gradually, by the time it was third day, this prostitute became a great devotee. She surrendered to Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur told her that I was actually knowing all about this Ramchandra Khan, but I was just here to help you, to make you into a devotee. Now you can stay here. And he left. In fact, when you go, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Indradyumna Swami Maharaj with some devotees had gone there. And I was also fortunate. So if you go to the first village, just as you cross the boundary of India and go to Bangladesh, the first village is Benapole, very short distance. And we happened to go just during the night time. There's a very beautiful tree since that time where Haridas Thakur would chant. Right now there is a murti of Haridas Thakur and also that of the prostitute. So Radhanath Maharaj in his transcendental humor was saying that this is one murti even the brahmacharis can meditate on. Such a great Vaishnavi. So I wanted to speak a little bit about the lecture which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj gave there, because that was very instructive and I found it useful in improving my chanting. After narrating this pastime, as is usually the custom in the particular place where the pastime has taken place, the subject came up of how to increase taste for the holy name. Ultimately, that is the crux of the matter. That is what is our goal in life, that to develop taste for the holy name. We get inspired by hearing about Srila Haridas Thakur and we glorify these great personalities, but that's not enough, because like Prabhupada would say that it's not enough that you just say Jai, but you have to emulate those qualities. So on the basis of the Shastras, Maharaj was explaining that how Mahat Seva, service to great souls, leads one to attraction for the holy name and for hearing about Krishna. Just by serving those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness and those who have taste, one also develops taste, because that is the nature. You become like whom you serve. You develop those qualities whom you are subservient to. So by serving the great souls, specifically by serving Srila Prabhupada in this great mission, we are automatically on the right path. But the second thing which Maharaj was explaining is that one must actually be very eager to develop that taste. It's not just a matter of routine engagement in devotional service. Like Srila Prabhupada, yesterday, one devotee, I think you were reading from Tamal Krishna Maharaj's book, when Prabhuji was explaining that one quotation from Srila Prabhupada, that the mechanical system of hearing and chanting is not enough for self-realization. It's not just some machine, like you execute certain number of hearing, chanting, and then Krishna becomes manifest. But rather, one must be able to attract the mercy of the Lord. So, in his lecture there, which is very, very, very well versed, I would encourage devotees to hear, Maharaj was explaining that one has to actually hanker for that taste. He was progressively describing in terms that one must beg for that taste. One must yearn for that taste. and one must plead to the Lord, please give me holy name, please give me. And finally one must cry. One must cry to the Lord that please give me that taste. My life is useless. It's like yesterday was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance day, and in his song he says like that, Kabe habe bolo se din amar. You know. It is not just mechanical singing, but from the heart, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying to the Lord, showing us how we should pray that, please give me taste. So beg for that taste, yearn for that taste, plead and finally cry. When somebody is very desperate for something, then he gets it. Especially today is the day for us to beg. To beg from Srila Haridas Thakur, who is the greatest donor, who is the Namacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did not become Namacharya, although he taught the glories of the holy name. He chose Srila Haridas Thakur to be the Namacharya. He wanted to give the credit to his pure devotee. Here it is explained in today's verse where Sanatan Goswami is glorifying Haridas Thakur. Because after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke some nice things about Sanatan Goswami, glorifying him, your body is my property. I want to go to Vrindavan, Mathura, but I cannot go because of my mother's order. Now I am entrusting this to you and you are trying to destroy your body. Just see this man's character, he is destroying another man's property. Like that. So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified him, and then he left, and then Sanatan Goswami was, Haridas Thakur was glorifying Sanatan Goswami and claiming that I am useless, I am not doing anything. But Sanatan Goswami in return is glorifying him that you are associate of Lord Chaitanya, you are the most fortunate. The Lord has made you the Namacharya. And as is explained in today's verse, some they behave very nicely, but they don't preach. Either out of humility or out of nature, they are like Babaji's. And some preach very nicely, but their character is doubtful. But you are simultaneously preaching and you are acting perfectly. That's why you are, the word is used, Sarva Guru Jagatera Arya. Sarva Guru means you are the guru for the whole world. And Jagatera Arya means that you are the most advanced devotee in the world. This is not an ordinary statement. Haridas Thakur is being glorified as the most advanced devotee in the world. Whenever Acharya's appearance day, disappearance day is there, it is a special occasion for us to fall at their feet. We should be whole day in our minds, you know, we're begging Srila Haridas Thakur, please give me little bit Naam Ruchi. There's no question of us chanting like Haridas Thakur. We don't want to be imitation devotees. We can never, you know, that level is very, very advanced. But we can follow in their footsteps. We can at least, Prabhupada writes here that Haridas Thakur was chanting 300,000 names of Lord. In the same way, Krishna Consciousness Movement devotees, they chant 16 rounds, which can be done without difficulty. That I don't, Prabhupada says it can be done, but sometimes even that becomes a challenge. So we can beg Srila Haridas Thakur. It is simply a matter of begging. That's all what bhakti is. Like Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he's written a very nice book, Beggar, I think some of you must have read. He is explaining the process of begging the mercy of the holy name. That's what bhakti is all about. It's just begging. Holiness Mahanidhi Maharaj writes in his book that you can sum up the whole process of bhakti in these five letters. This M-E-R-C-Y, mercy. So we beg, and even begging, better than begging the Lord is to beg those who are very dear to the Lord. Those who have developed taste. Those who have actually absorbed in the Naam Ras. We have so many examples. Srila Prabhupada himself did not publicly exhibit symptoms, but he was always absorbed in Naam Ras. Always absorbed. The six Goswamis, they would always be singing the glories of the Lord. Krishna Kirtana Ganar. Rupa Goswami glorifies the holy name. I do not know how much nectar there is in these two syllables, Krishna. When I chant this name, I desire millions of tongues. When the name enters my ears, I desire millions of ears and become stunned. My senses become inert. In fact, even Srila Haridas Thakur was so pleased to hear this glorification of the holy name. He said, I have never heard something like this. And this indicates how wonderful Vaishnavas like Srila Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami were to each other. There was no question of envy that, oh, I am the Namacharya, how can you write something better than me? It's my department. He was very happy to hear glorification. He was dancing actually. Srila Haridas Thakur started dancing when he heard this glorification by Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is a symptom. So they were explaining that one must be in that position that falling at the feet of the name. There is one nice purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita where Prabhupada is quoting Bhakti Vinod Thakur. The last lines of this song, Jiva Jago, Bhagati Vinoda Prabhu Charana Podiya Sei Hari Nama Mantra Loyo Magiya. That Bhakti Vinod Thakur falls at the feet of the Lord and chants the holy name. So Prabhupada writes after the translation of this verse that in the same way, following in the footsteps of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one should fall at the feet of the holy name and take the holy name in that mood. Certainly, being attentive is a necessary qualification. But that's not enough. One may be very attentive in a mechanical way also. Attentively, one should be falling at the feet of the Lord. One should be feeling that I am no one, I am nothing. And I am incapable of even approaching the holy name. Even Brahma and Shiva is explained by Rupa Goswami in Namashtaka, Nikhila, Shruti, Mauli, Ratna. He describes that the tip of the toes of the lotus feet are served by demigods and by liberated personalities like Sanak and Sanatan also. That is the glory of the holy name. That even liberated people also, they want to approach the tip of the toe of the holy name. So what is my qualification? You know? What is our qualification? Should be praying. Should be falling at the feet of the holy name to be able to approach. Yes, this is the same mood that we have when we approach the Lord for deity worship. You know? That my Lord, please, I have no qualification. I am so unfortunate that although you have invested all your energies in the holy name, but I lack attraction. I have no attraction for them. Please give me taste. O Vaishnav Thakur, Krishna Se Tomar, Krishna Diti Par. That please, I wish I could become, I could get the mercy like the prostitute got. We can see in that light that the spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, is the current representative of Srila Haridas Thakur. And I am low, worse than the prostitute. But just by being near Prabhupada, by being near the representative, I can get that taste. So someday I can chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Maybe we keep on begging. It took 3 days for the prostitute. It may take us 3 years or 30 years or 3 births. That doesn't matter. But someday, the same potency is there. The same potency which is there is coming through the parampara, through the spiritual master. It's just the lacking is on the part of the beggar. The donor is same. It's Mahaprabhu who is giving through Prabhupada and through the representative. Like Bible says, seek and he shall get, knock and he shall be opened. So we are knocking all the 16 times a day, we are begging the Lord. The approaching the holy name in the mood in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taught. Srila Haridas Thakur is the perfect emblem of tolerance. One of the 4 qualities, as most of you know, it was exhibited by the associates of the Lord. And this is personified in the pastime where he is, after he started traveling, he was in this area of Phulia, which is on the way to Mayapur when you go from Calcutta. he was just preaching without any discrimination. And many Muslims were also becoming attracted to his preaching. The local Qazi was very fearful. He was like afraid that what will happen if this goes on. So he complained to the Nawab and he ordered Haridas Thakur to be arrested. Haridas Thakur accepted it as the mercy of the Lord. And when he was taken into the prison, all the prisoners, they were with great respect, they were honoring Haridas Thakur. At that time, there were more good people inside the prison than outside because of the nature of the Muslim king. So, just by seeing him, they were feeling purified. And Haridas Thakur, he looked at them and it's described that Haridas Thakur's body was very beautiful also. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Ajanulambita Bhuja Kamala Nayan Sarva Manohar Mukha Chandra Anupam. Looks similar to Mahaprabhu's glorification. He had long, long arms, eyes like lotus petals, and Sarva Manohar Mukha Chandra. His face was very beautiful also. And then they all offered obeisances with great respect. And Haridas Thakur gave the blessing. Thaka thaka ekana acha yena rupe, gupta ashirvad kari hasena kautuke. Smilingly he gave them the benediction. Thaka thaka, may you remain in the position in which you are. So obviously this was not very relishable by the prisoners. They thought, what kind of blessing is this that he is asking us to remain in the prison? And they were not very happy. And seeing their faces, Haridas Thakur explained to them, Ami Tavara Dila Ashirvad, I have given you great benediction. Tara Arthana Bujiva, you have not understood the meaning of what I just said. Because right now, you are all absorbed in talking about Krishna and in chanting Krishna's name. This is the great benediction. Ebe Nitya Krishna Nama Korena Chintan. Right now you are absorbed in chanting the name of Krishna. Sabe Mili Kara Thakaha Anuchan. You are together remembering Krishna. This is what I pray, that it may remain eternally. Do not cause violence to any living being. And Krishna Boli Kakuvade Kara Chintan. Kakuvad, the word is translated as piteously. In a piteous voice, cry out for Krishna. This is very much similar to how Prabhupada translates that, like a child crying for mother. Haridas Thakur is encouraging the prisoners that you do not cause violence to anybody. At the same time, in a piteous voice, in a voice where one is feeling separation from Krishna, one should cry out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Later on you will see, after the disappearance pastime of Haridas Thakur, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying him and Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying him as not only the devotee but as a great scholar. Now he was not known to be very scholarly, but he is called a great scholar. Because it is explained that the greatest scholar is one who has learned to take shelter of the holy name. That is real scholarship. And here, in very succinct words, very simple words, he is actually giving the highest teaching. Like it is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in the mood of Kapila Dev, explaining to his mother the troubles of life in the womb of the mother. So there he explains that that the soul in the womb is actually troubled and the soul cries out to Krishna that please take me out. And there during that course Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that one who studies many scriptures but is not able to take shelter of the holy name, his studying of scripture is like an ass carrying a load. It's not of much use. Because the ultimate purport of all the shastras is to bring one to the point of taking shelter of the holy name. And Haridas Thakur, in his very simple style, is instructing the prisoners in this nice way. That please take shelter. What I feel is, Vishay avishta man bada janjal, stri putra maya jal, ei sab kal. He's saying that when you go back home, you will be entangled in stri putra maya jal, ei sab kal. You will be completely enraptured by this material entanglements. That's why I gave you this benediction, that may you remain in this position. In other words, you may remain in this consciousness in which you are now. You are taking shelter of the holy name. Misery is a great blessing, because in misery one can take shelter of the holy name easily. But as one advances in Krishna consciousness, one is expected to take shelter of the holy name every moment. The great souls are those who are always crying for Krishna's mercy and always feeling separation. He Radhe Vraja Devi Ke Jalalite. Always feeling that, when will I attain Krishna's mercy? So Haridas Thakur gave this benediction and then also told them, Dui tin dinera bhitare bandana ghuchibe. Within 2 or 3 days, you'll be freed from the bondage. But please be careful. Do not be attached to sense gratification, and just be attached to the holy name of Krishna. So when Haridas Thakur came in front of the Nawab, Nawab asked him, Oh, kata bhagya tumi yavan haila, such great fortune, you have got the birth in a yavan family, why are you chanting the names of the Hindu? I dislike Hindus so much that if some rice is seen by the Hindus, I don't eat that rice. And you are chanting the name of those Hindu gods. You have transgressed the etiquette. You will be punished for this. Shuni Maya Mohitera Vakya Haridas Aho Vishnu Mahaya Boli Kare Mahahas. Haridas Thakur started laughing upon hearing this. And he said that Ekai Ishwara, there is only one God, Nama Matra Bhed, there is only difference in the name. Quran and Puran, they are teaching the same absolute truth. Ek Shuddha Nitya Vastu Akhanda Avyay. That one personality, the Paramatma, is the same. He is Avyaya. He is indestructible. And he is Akhanda. He cannot be divided. Paripurna Hai Baise Savara Ridaya. He is perfect and he is sitting in the heart of all living beings. And he is inspiring people to act in different ways. By the Lord's arrangement, I am attracted to the name of Krishna. That's why I am chanting the name of Krishna. You may punish me as you like, but I cannot give up chanting the name of Krishna. My mind is irresistibly drawn to chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you like to punish me, you can punish me. Among the Hindus, if some Hindu gives up his practices, then the way he would be punished, the same way you can punish me. I have no objection. You can punish me whatever way you like. And the Qazi started coaxing the Nawab again and again. Just see, he should be punished. And he is violating his own religion. But the Nawab apparently was more merciful. He wanted to give one more chance to Haridas. So he said, Oh, are bhai, apan are shastra bol, chinta nahi hai. Why do you want to speak from other shastra? Speak from your own shastra. Anyatha karibe shasti sab kazi gan. All these kazis are going to give you punishment. Haridas smiled and he said, Haridas bole na je ishwara kore, taha bhai keho karite na pare. That whatever the Lord wants, whatever the Lord wills, that will happen. Who is the Qazi or you to decide? If it is the will of the Lord that I be punished, it will. Now this sentence is very simple, and most of us know this sentence back, forth, up, down, every many times we quote it also. But it's such great faith that Haridas Thakur is exhibiting, to be able to just accept the will of the Lord as it comes is a sign of a real greatness, as is exhibited by Srila Prabhupada, the modern representative. He writes in his poem that, My Lord, I am a puppet in your hand, make me dance. Or exhibited by Jesus Christ also. You know, just to accept the will of the Lord in all situations is a sign of great greatness. It's not ordinary devotee cannot say like that all the time. You may say it theoretically, but in the face of such persecution and difficulties, to just fold one's hand and accept Krishna's will in all circumstances, that is a sign of liberated person. Tatte anukampa susamiksham. That is a sign of one who has achieved the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And there is a very nice sentence which Haridas Thakur says. It can be an inspiration for us, especially to chant Krishna's name during the time of difficulty and misery and sickness. He says, Khanda khanda hai yadi jaye nija pran, tabu ami vadane na chhadi hari naam. Khanda khanda hai deha jaye yadi pran, tabu ami vadane na chhadi. That if my body is cut into 1,000 pieces and even if my life is gone, but still I cannot give up chanting the holy name. So we can pray on this holy day to Srila Haridas Thakur that we may also develop a drop of that attachment. Prayers are always heard by Krishna and his devotees. Sometimes we may not see the results immediately manifest because of our conditioning and because it may take time for it to manifest. But we should know that always, that whenever we are offering these prayers, especially on the appearance and disappearance day of the great acharyas, Krishna in the heart is reciprocating with our prayers. And it depends on our intensity and our desperation. We have to want, like I was quoting this lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj in Benapole, that we have to want that taste for the holy name more than anything else. There's one story in the Jewish scripture of how, most of you know how Moses was leading the slave people out of Egypt to the promised land. So when he was leading, there was they were told, those people who were following him, that you should not carry any food with you. And just at a certain time of the day, food would be rained from the top, like food would be dropped like rain. Manna, that was called a special type of food. So only those who had not eaten anything else, they would be able to relish that food. So Maharaj was giving this analogy of how that only those who have given up sense gratification, they can actually relish the sweetness of the holy name. Vishaya chadiya sera samajiya mukhe bole hari hari. When we simultaneously give up the desire for sense pleasure, as Haridas Thakur is telling the prisoners also, that give up this attachment for sense gratification, simultaneously cultivate taste for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So all of you know this story of how Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 marketplaces. He was praying for those who were persecuting him. Although Lord Chaitanya himself sent the Sudarshan Chakra to protect his devotee, Haridas Thakur prayed that, my Lord, I can tolerate my own misery, but I cannot tolerate seeing the misery of others. So Chakra had to go back, and Lord Chaitanya took all the beatings upon his own self to protect his devotee. During the Mahaprakash Leela also, Haridas Thakur was given the benediction of what he wanted. And Haridas Thakur, in his transcendental humility, first he glorified. He said, my Lord, one who remembers you is greatly fortunate. Even an insect remembers you, he is glorious. If a king forgets you, he is pushed down by time. I am so unfortunate that I am not able to remember you. See, the way this transcendental logic works is, the more you have Krishna, the more you feel I do not have Krishna. The more you are coming closer to Krishna, the more you feel you are feeling separation from Krishna. So Haridas Thakur, in his transcendental humility, started glorifying how the Pandavas remembered Krishna when they were in difficulty, how Draupadi remembered Krishna, how Parvati was surrounded by witches and she remembered Krishna. And then in his conclusion he was saying, I am unfortunate that I am not able to remember Krishna. Please, my prayer is I may become a dog in the house of a devotee so I can get the remnants of devotees. What a prayer for us. Sometimes we think that, oh, okay, maybe if I cannot make it, then I'll become a dog, like, you know, failure case at least. But actually, Haridas Thakur wants to become a dog. How much we should be want to become, follow in his footsteps. And it's a very exalted prayer, just to get the remnants of the Vaishnavas. This is the spiritual logic. The highest wants to take the position. The more exalted a devotee is, he feels himself like that. During the Rath Yatra also, Haridas Thakur was chosen as one of the lead dancers in one of the parties in Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan. Haridas Thakur, many times when he would come to meet Lord Chaitanya, he would offer obeisances from a distance. Even when he would be invited to take remnants, he would say, I have some things to do. He would not feel himself qualified to take immediately prasad with Lord Chaitanya. He would just take remnants. And because of his humility and tolerance, he was very dear to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged for him to stay in Jagannath Puri near, just little away from the temple in Siddha Bakuli, planted that tree himself for the pleasure of his devotee. And although Lord Jagannath, he could not go to the temple, but Lord Jagannath himself would come out in the form of Lord Chaitanya, would bring his remnants and give it to Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would delight in speaking about Haridas Thakur as if he had got thousands of mouths. He would be very much pleased. I will conclude today's lecture by the disappearance pastime, since today is the disappearance day. It's very, very holy to hear this, especially today. Ekadina Govinda Mahaprasadaya Haridasa Dite Gela Anandita Haya. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went with great pleasure to give the remnants of Lord Jagannath Prasad to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying down and he was chanting Hare Krishna very slowly. Govinda said, please rise, take this Mahaprasad. Haridas Thakur said, today I shall observe fasting because I have not yet finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How can I eat prasad? But you have brought Mahaprasad, how can I neglect it? So saying this, he offered some prayers and took a little bit of Mahaprasad just to honor what Lord Chaitanya had sent through Govinda. Next day, Lord Chaitanya personally came and asked Haridas, Sustaho, Suswastaho, you are all right, are you well? Haridas offered obeisances and said, Sharira swastha hoy mora asusta buddhi man. That my body is well, but my mind and my intelligence, they are not well. And Lord Chaitanya Prabhu asked, Kona vyadi haila? What is your disease? And Haridas Thakur replied that my disease is that I am not able to finish my rounds. Prabhupada uses this shloka to give a purport that how if one is not able to finish the rounds, then it is a sign of spiritual disease. Of course, Haridas Thakur was not diseased, but he was out of humility speaking like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told him that now you have grown old, you need not chant so many rounds. You have already set the example for the world to follow. Now you can reduce. Your role is to preach, and you have sufficiently preached. Lokan nistar haite tomar avatar. You have come to deliver everybody. Namera mahima tumi korila prachar. You have already preached the glories of the holy name. Now you can reduce it. Haridas Thakur, he replied, my lord, I was born in a very low family. My character is low. I have always engaged in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest. I am the most condemned man. Adrishya, asprishya mora. I am unseeable. I am untouchable. But you accepted me as your servant. You have raised me from the hellish condition and brought me to the platform of Vaikuntha. My lord, you are Swatantra Ishwar. You are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. You caused the whole world to dance as per your command, as per your will. You made me dance. I was not eligible. You made me accept the Shraddha Patra. I ate it, even though I was born in the family of Yavana, meat eaters. But there's one desire in my heart for a very long time. I think that very soon your pastimes will be ending. I do not want to see this closing chapter of your pastime. Before you close your pastimes, I would like to fall down in your presence and give up this body. I wish to catch your lotus feet near my heart and see your moon-like face. And from the lips, I would like to chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. And chanting these names, I would like to give up my body in this way. Oh my Lord, you are very merciful. If you so like, you can fulfill this desire. Let this low-born body fall in your presence. You can bring perfection of all desires. Mahaprabhu replied to Haridas that you are so dear to Krishna that Krishna will definitely fulfill your desire. But whatever happiness is mine, that is because of association of devotees like you. It's not fitting that you go away and leave me behind. Haridas Thakur, hearing this, feeling himself inferior, he touched the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and said, "My Lord, please do not create any illusion. What am I compared to other devotees? I am certainly fallen. There are so many respectable personalities. They are all fit to sit on my head. They are so exalted. I am nothing. If an insect dies, what difference does it make to the earth? If an ant dies, what is the loss? My Lord, I know that you are very affectionate to devotees. You are Bhakta Vatsal. But I am not even Bhakta. I am a Bhakta Abhas. I am an imitation devotee. But still, my Lord, I wish, please fulfill my desire." Mahaprabhu left for that day. He had to do some duties. And again he came back with other devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the devotees and Haridas Thakur offered obeisances not only to Mahaprabhu but to all the Vaishnavas. And Lord inquired, "Haridas ki kah samachar, what is the news?" And Haridas said, "Whatever mercy you want to show, I am yours." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began kirtan, Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing, Sarup Damodar Goswami was singing, and Ramanand Rai, Saravam Bhattacharya, such exalted devotees were there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Haridas. "Haridas guna kahite prabhu haila pancha mukha, kahite kahite prabhu bade mahasukha." When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started glorifying Haridas, he spoke as if he had five mouths, and his happiness seemed to go on increasing as he glorified Srila Haridas Thakur. When the devotees who were assembled heard about the glories of Haridas, they were struck with wonder. They all offered obeisances to Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come close to him. He fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on a lotus flower. He fixed his eyes on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya close to his chest, to his heart, and then he took the dust of the lotus feet of all the assembled devotees. And then he began to chant, "Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya." And as he drank the sweetness of the beautiful face of the Lord, tears were gliding down from his eyes. And as he was chanting, "Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Korite Uchcharan, Namera Sahita, Prana Kailo Kraman." In this way he left this body. Such a wonderful death, Haridas Thakur's. And Kaviraj Goswami says, everybody remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise and everybody cried out, "Hari, Hari,
Hari,
Hari. Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna."
The Lord personally raised the body of Haridas Thakur, placed it on his lap and started dancing in ecstasy in the courtyard. Because of the love of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees, they were also jubilant. They were also in ecstasy chanting. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time. Then Sarup Damodar told him, "My Lord, it's time for the rituals." Haridas Thakur's body was carried in a carrier. It looked just like an airship. And his transcendental body was taken to the sea for bathing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally dancing in front of the procession. Vakreshwar Pandit was dancing in between. And other devotees were dancing behind. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed his transcendental body with the sea water and declared, "From this day, the sea will become a great pilgrimage." Everybody drank the water which had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Then his samadhi arrangements were done, a hole was dug in the sand, and his transcendental body was raised down, and Lord Jagannath's prasad, his garland, his chandan and cloth, they were all placed on his transcendental body. The devotees were performing kirtan, and Mahaprabhu was with his own transcendental hands putting sand on his body and saying Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And all the Vaishnavas were also doing. Then the devotees constructed a fence around the samadhi of Srila Haridas Thakur. And Mahaprabhu was so much in ecstasy, he was dancing around the samadhi and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then again Mahaprabhu went to the sea, this time with all the devotees, in jubilation at the passing away of a great soul. Not only he was swimming, but he was playing in the water in ecstasy, remembering Haridas Thakur. Then he went to the Sinhadwar to beg alms, and the shopkeepers were giving lot of prasadam, but Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, my lord, this is not proper for you to beg. The other devotees can do this service. And then Swarup Damodar entrusted 4 devotees to go and beg alms. And not only they begged alms, but other devotees like Vaninath, Patnayaka and Kashi Mishra, they also brought prasadam. And Mahaprabhu made the devotees sit in rows. He personally distributed the prasad with the help of 4 devotees. Mahaprabhura Shrihaste Alpana Aise Eka Eka Pate Pancha Janera Bhaksha Parose. Mahaprabhu's hands were not small, so he would give on each plate what at least 5 people could eat. And then he personally was serving the devotees. Finally, Swarup Damodar said, my lord, we will distribute. You please take prasad. And in this way, Mahaprabhu personally made sure the devotees were satisfied. He said, give them more. Deha deha boli akanta pura sabha karaila bhojan. He gave them up to the necks. And when all the devotees accepted prasad, then Mahaprabhu decorated all the devotees with flower garland, chandan. And then he gave the benediction that anybody who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur passing away, anybody who has chanted, anybody who has offered sand, and anybody who has joined in this festival will get the favor of Krishna. Being merciful, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas. But being independent, Krishna has taken that association away. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this world, it was not within my power to stop him. Simply by his will, he left the world, just like Bhishma left the world. Haridas Achila Prithvira Shiromani Taha Vina Ratna Shunya Hai Medhini. That Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, the world is bereft of this jewel. And then he said to everybody, say loudly, Jai Jai Haridas.
Jai Jai
Haridas. Jai Jai
Haridas.
Jai Jai Haridas. Sab gaye jai 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 Haridas, namera mahima je kurila prakash. So everybody chanted the name of Haridas Thakur. Kaviraj Goswami concludes this chapter by saying, Mahaprabhu bid farewell to the devotees and with mixed feelings of happiness and distress took rest. Thus I have spoken the passing away of Haridas. Jahara Shravane Krishna Drida Bhakti Hoy. Anybody who hears this narration will get Krishna Drida Bhakti, fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. From this incident, Kaviraj Goswami says, we learn so many things, how Lord is affectionate to his devotees and how he fulfills his desires. And when Haridas Thakur was in the last stage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came and took his body and transcendental body and danced. Out of his causeless mercy, personally performed the samadhi ceremony and personally begged alms. Thus he conducted a festival. And finally, in conclusion, the point which I mentioned earlier, Haridas Thakur was not only a topmost devotee, but a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he could pass away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Mahaprabhu are like an ocean of nectar. One drop can satisfy the mind and the ear. Anybody who desires to cross the ocean of Nishains, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of all the devotees. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.